Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you Mr. Tracy Allen Haynes. Tracy, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you very much, Tanya. I appreciate you inviting me on the summit today. And I want to ask you a question to the audience. Would you like to be seen as the authority? Would you like to be positioned as the celebrity and become the hunted? As Tanya said, my name is Tracy A. Haynes, and I help people become an undisputed authority, and I teach people how to become a best-selling author. I help them get interviewed by the media, garner celebrity status, and get their phone ringing. And I'm looking for entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, and coaches who want to get that recognition they deserve. Again, I'm Tracy A. Haynes, speaker, publisher, and coach, and trainer, helping you claim your authority status. So what exactly is this authority marketing? Well, let me give you an example and a little story. Let's say that you're looking to remodel your kitchen and you're looking for a contractor. So you put the word out to your referral network or your close friends or maybe the church that you go to or any other organization that you might involve. So you put the word out that you're looking for a contractor to remodel your kitchen. So, of course, people will give you a referral. They'll say, hey, this gal's pretty, pretty confident in what they do, and they've done a real good job, and I've seen some of their work. Why don't you contact them? So you go home, and what do? We call Mr. Google, or we search on Google, and we put that name in there, and we get some items back that there might be some Yelp reviews, and maybe they're not five-star reviews, or maybe there's not even any Yelp reviews. Maybe there's their LinkedIn profile that comes up, or maybe a Facebook page, and there's really no content on there that talks about, what their expertise is. So while you're searching, you find another individual in your market that has his own TV show. And he's producing videos on YouTube, and he's giving you content on how to remodel a kitchen. And then you see that he's been quoted on a major home improvement magazine. He's been featured on CNN. He's been interviewed by a major media outlet. So who are you going to pick? Well, that becomes a tipping point for you on the expert on who's going to remodel your kitchen. So that's what I'm talking about today, and I'm going to take you through 9 steps on how you can position yourself as the authority so you become the undisputed person in your niche or in your area of expertise where they pick you. And then once you establish this, we help you get your phone to ringing and actually raise the prices for your services. Anybody interested in that? So I hear you virtually clap or raise your hand. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, I want to encourage you to reach out to me on LinkedIn at tallenhaynes.com, tallenhaynes.com. And I've got some information that I don't like to share in a public forum, but if you connect with me, I will give you that information. And I will also provide you a guide sheet that I'm going to go over this morning. It's actually how to claim your authority. And you can download, I'll give you the link to download that. Plus, I'll give you a copy of my number one international best-selling book with Les Brown, Bold, Unleashing the Hero Within, and 13 other entrepreneurs. I'll give you a digital copy of that for connecting with me. So go ahead and go over to LinkedIn and connect with me there at tallenhaynes.com. So I'm going to take you through 9 steps, as I promised. So the first step, I want you to envision these steps leading up to a stage where you're standing and you're speaking or you're receiving an award and you are the undisputed authority. So that first step is what we call an authority interview. This authority interview is a comprehensive interview where we ask you deep questions and we go way back to find out exactly, how you got started and what it is that you contribute and what pain you relieve in your target market. Now, the key to this authority thing is you hear people walking around claiming that they're the expert in something, right? Or, they're saying that I am the expert at this. Well, what makes them the expert? the key is that you have third-party people talking about you. You have third-party people that are commenting and telling stories about your expertise. So my organization, the Authority Syndicate, is that third-party entity that's talking about you. And when we take that authority interview and we post it on an authority site such as Business Innovators Magazine, and on that magazine you have people like Dave Ramsey, you have people like Mark Cuban, you have the CEO of Amazon interviews on there, and you're in that same group as those people on an authority site. So now you've got a third party talking about how good you are and how you relieve a pain in the marketplace. So that's the first step. And the second step is what we call an additional authority article. And this is what we call a feature story. Okay. So the first one was an interview type setup. The second one is more of a feature story about what you do. And that goes on a website called the Small Business Trendsetters website, another authority site. So we've got people on there like Gwen Stefani. We've got some NFL football players on there and some other entrepreneurs that are established and have authority status. The next one is what we call a tier one press release. Now, a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs kind of fall short in this PR or this public press release area or news release is because they really don't know what a news event is. And there are several things going on in your business that are actually a news event that you don't even know that you can do a press release on. But once we publish those articles on that site, we're going to do a press release telling the world that you've been published on these business innovators' websites. And those websites are going to go out to what we call a tier one press release, where they go out to affiliates of ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and 1,000 different sites that get picked up and that are searchable. And again, you got another piece of third-party people talking about exactly what you're doing and how you're relieving a pain and helping people in your niche. The next one is one I'm really excited about, and it's called Becoming Published and a Best-Selling Author. And I published my first book back in 2009. I say my first book, it wasn't even mine, it was for a colleague. Very smart individual. He was an inventor, and he just didn't have a clue on how to publish a book. But it was big just to be published back then. But now we take it a step further. We get you to bestseller status and leverage that, and that creates another news event for you. So another press release would go out indicating that you had signed a book deal with the Authority Publishing Group, and in fact that you got a book coming out. And then we take steps to help you become a best-selling author. And now we have another news event for you, and we tell the world that you're, in fact, a best-selling author at that point. The next step is a radio show, just like the show that you're on now. Creating your own radio show or internet radio show is key in establishing your authority. There's never been a better time in the history of the world being an entrepreneur and all the tools that we have available for you to get your message out. You can create a radio show of just you being hosted by someone or you hosting others that are expertise or support your expertise and start creating radio shows. You can create a TV show using YouTube Live or Hangouts, or you can use Zoom, or you can create a video show, and this can be produced relatively easily and quickly. There's nothing better to position yourself by having your own internet radio show. The next one is content publishing. Content publishing is how you're going to educate your market. Now, when you're an expert or when you're an authority in your niche or your area of expertise, you have to be what I call micro-specialized. But when you micro-specialize, you're talking to a certain market. I like to use the example of Dave Ramsey. Who is Dave Ramsey talking to when he is on television? And who is he talking to when he writes his books? He's talking to a very specific niche, and that niche is Christians that want to get out of debt because he's making church tours. He's working in those organizations. He doesn't talk about stocks. He doesn't talk about buying real estate. He talks about how to get out of debt, and he's talking to Christians in churches. So that's what we call micro-specialized. Another example I like to use is Richard Simmons. When you think of Richard Simmons, what do you think about? What target market is he talking to? Is he talking to the P90X people? No. Is he talking to the CrossFit people? No. He's talking to baby boomer females or baby boomer women that aren't in the best shape, and they're looking to improve their lives, or they're looking to, you know, get some activity in their life. But he's specifically talking to them. So I urge you to find exactly what your expertise is and become very micro-specialized in that so you can teach that and provide content to your audience. Now, when I mention content, that can come in many forms. Content could be from blogging. A lot of people blog. It could be from making videos. It can be from being a contributor to another magazine, another magazine that's in your niche where you become a contributing author. Those are keys in building your platform to authority. And once you start building this platform, you're going to get invited to become a contributor to magazines. My organization, the Authority Syndicate, has the ability to get authors on magazines such as Entrepreneur, Business Insider. We can do Business Weekly. We can do Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur, all those established magazines. We can help you become a contributor to that. We can also get you quoted on that, which builds your authority and positioning. And another exciting thing I like to talk about with content, which is you can do today, okay, is LinkedIn. And I hope you're established on LinkedIn to some extent. And you can use what's called the Pulse Publishing System with LinkedIn. And you can immediately become a thought leader by using that system. Now, when you go onto your LinkedIn summary or your profile and you want to post something, there's another option there. It says publish. You want to click on that, and it opens another platform where you can do a long form type of article. This is not an area where you pitch, or this is not an area where you sell. This is where you educate and advocate. That's a writer downer. Educate and advocate to your target audience. You want to provide some content that they can take today and they can put it into action and they can change and improve what their pain is, okay? So today I'm offering you the opportunity to go out and publish on Pulse and create a long-term or a long-form article. And once you go to my summary, look at my articles. You'll see that all my content is connected to a celebrity, and then I weave in the fact that how they used authority positioning to get where they're at. And my articles go all the way back to Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was a master at authority marketing. So was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And all those articles are connected and have a information in there that people can use today to start positioning themselves as an authority. Now, here's another writer downer. Make sure you write this down. When you publish on Pulse and you tweet it out, you'll open up on the 140 character on your Twitter page, and it'll have at LinkedIn in that box. I want you to add the word at LinkedIn at the end of that word. Put in Pulse, P-U-L-S-E. And once you do that, you get the attention of the writers and the editors of the LinkedIn Pulse. And if they like your article, they'll take that article and they'll put it in a bigger section of LinkedIn, okay? There's been several occasions where my articles got picked up in the Entrepreneur and Small Business section, and there's 10 million people in those sections. So you get more eyes and more traffic on your article, and that's key, okay? And once you connect with me on LinkedIn, I'll give you a little 5-day series on exactly how to take advantage of that and get more eyes on your article, and we'll show you how to get your phone to ring. So make sure you connect with me on LinkedIn at tallenhaines.com. So content publishing is key. That is the key to the entire authority building platform, because, you know, what's the first word in authority? It's author, right? So most people that are in their marketplace that are leaders are writing something, or they're contributing some content that helps their audience. Now, we even have ways where you don't even have to write those articles. So once you connect with me, and we can help you with that as well. The next one is a big part of the authority platform is a digital magazine, being the publisher of your own digital magazine. You know, my biggest, the first person that comes to mind about digital magazine is Darren Hardy. Darren Hardy is he's out there in the marketplace creating products, he's creating content, he's writing books, and he's also the editor of Success Magazine. So he is definitely positioned in his marketplace as the authority on success and connecting people with opportunity and connecting people with how to improve their lives and get their information out there. He's an expert at that. So you can model that yourself. You don't have to be anybody can do that at this point in time because of technology, because of all the things that have come into play to help you get your message out. I encourage you to publish your own digital magazine. And once you have content, even if it's other people contributing that support your niche, those are ideal clients for your magazine. So as long as you're producing something that has valuable content, there's no reason why you can't publish your own magazine very, very easily. The next step is what I call what are you going to do with all these links that you're generating? My clients get quoted on Huffington Post. They get quoted on Forbes. And these things generate links. And you want to take advantage of that. So I recommend that you do what's called a media room on your website. You take these links and you put them in your media room. And that's where when your clients come to see what you do, this is where they find out where third-party people are talking about you. So you have your link to your quote on Forbes. You have your link to your quote in Small Business Trendsetters and all your other links. Even your, we've helped people, or we can help people get all the way to television if that's what you want. So you put your television clips on there. If you've been interviewed on podcasts, we help people get on 60 different podcasts to promote their book or to promote and talk about and offer content for what they're doing. So all those links of those interviews go in what we call the media room. So that's very important to establish that. And then up to the top, last but not least, and you're almost to the top of the stage, is you become a CNN contributor. Now, once you connect with me on tallenhaines.com, I'll send you the exact steps on how you can become a CNN contributor by this afternoon. Okay, so you can do this daily, or you can do it weekly or monthly, becoming a CNN contributor on topics that are related to the news. And you can actually get picked up for a interview by a CNN anchor or CNN reporter, because they're looking for specific stories on there. And if you have a story that's connected to that, they'll actually seek you out and have an interview. I actually had a client that got picked up for an interview. It was a spot interview, and it was on something that was totally, it wasn't even in her niche, and it was around the time that the Supreme Court voted on Hobby Lobby being open on Sunday or something in that regard. And they wanted the viewpoint from an entrepreneur standpoint about that. So they reached out to her, and they did a four-minute interview, and she was featured on CNN. So those are the things that you need to put into place, or you desire to put into place, to build your platform so when people find you and they seek you out, they're going to find that, in fact, you are the authority on what you say you are. So when you're at a networking event and you you know, everybody's got a business card, right? So what if you came into the networking event and you had a 120-page book that explained what you did and how you do what you do and how they can reach out and contact you? That's a little bit more impressive than a business card. So that's all going to lead back to you. They're going to search your name. They're not going to search your business name. They're going to search your name, and they're going to see exactly what you're about, and that's what you want. So we take all this, and we combine it with your LinkedIn page, because here's a little hint for the future. Your LinkedIn page is going to be more important than your website, because LinkedIn is where people are looking for solutions or looking for people to help them resolve their problems, okay? And they're looking for the leaders in the marketplace. And all this builds content for your LinkedIn page. So you can, that's kind of like a hub. You're going to have your website information on your summary page so they can link from there to your website for more information. You're going to have photos of you speaking. You're going to have photos of you receiving awards, or you're going to have celebrity photos on there, or people, influential people that you've met, that you're doing book signings, and all that stuff's going to be on there. You're going to have your projects. You're going to have all your videos linked from there. So that's going to be your hub of how people are going to find you. And I encourage you, if you're not utilizing LinkedIn, to get with somebody or get with a professional to help you get that up to speed so we can get your phone to ring. And we take that all the way through with our clients as we build the 9 steps, and then we connect it with LinkedIn to get your phone to ring. So my main website is immediatecelebritystatus.com. That's immediatecelebritystatus.com. Once again, once you link with me on LinkedIn, I'll provide you my number one international best-selling book, Bold. I'll also send you the guide sheet today on the 9 steps to claiming your authority. And I'll also send you the CNN contributor steps on exactly how to do that. And if you do it right this afternoon, you could be a CNN contributor and providing valuable content for your marketplace. So you can always reach out to me at immediatecelebritystatus.com, and we're ready to go to help you claim your authority.